Safety margins facts list. When driving on snow or ice, you should brake gently. And you should use the highest gear possible to move away. And you should use a slow speed and a high gear while driving along. When driving on ice, use the brake and the gas pedal and steer very gently. Using a lower gear will help control your speed when going downhill. Using a lower gear will give you more power to pull a car uphill. Driving in no gear is known as coasting. It's dangerous because you have less control. You should leave a 2-second gap when driving in normal conditions. You should leave a 4-second gap when driving in wet conditions. You should leave 10 times the normal gap. That means 20 seconds when driving on ice. To prevent wheel spin, you should drive at a slow speed in the highest gear possible. Clear all your windows and lights of snow and ice before driving away. When you're driving on ice, you will hear less tire noise. When you're driving in fog, keep a safe distance from the car in front. Put your lights on if visibility is reduced to 100 meters or less in fog. Put your fog lights off when visibility improves. If you are aquaplaning, your steering will feel light. If the weather is bad, you should allow more time for your journey. If a bend goes to the right, keep to the left side of the road. This will give you a better view of the road ahead. ABS stands for anti-lock braking system. Anti-lock brakes are not as effective on a loose road surface. Brake rapidly and firmly for your anti-lock brakes to start working. Anti-lock brakes allow braking and steering while you're skidding. Four-wheel drive vehicles give a better grip of the road. After driving through a ford, test your brakes by braking gently as you drive along. If you are parked on a steep downhill slope, turn your steering wheel towards the curb. When approaching road humps, check your mirrors and slow down.